Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. More American consumers are changing their spending habits. They're cutting back on buying luxury items. There's a report out today that says companies that cater to upscale tastes are feeling the pinch. Marketplace's senior business correspondent Bob Moon is here with more on this. And Bob, what kinds of retailers are being hit by this, and why does consumer behavior seem to be changing right now?
Madeline, the Wall Street Journal is out with a report today that points out that a lot of familiar names, we're talking companies here associated with what the paper calls the broader prosperity of the past decade, well, they're starting to show some strains. Starbucks and its $4 cups of coffee, for example. The upscale grocery chain Whole Foods Markets, the kitchen store chain Williams-Sonoma, which also operates the Pottery Barn stores. Well, in the latest round of profit reporting for the second quarter of the year, sales for all those companies and, frankly, numerous others that tend to appeal to the upscale consumer have missed Wall Street expectations, and the value of their stock has been taking a beating because of that. The Journal points out that there's growing data that seems to suggest the major cause for this trend, no surprise here, is the soaring cost of gasoline. Seems strange to put it this way, but we were enjoying prices at the pump in the 225 range on average across the country at the beginning of the year. So the rapid runoff that we've seen in the past few months, the rapid run-up, I should say, really started to crimp budgets here. It's gotten to the point that even restaurants that rely on middle-income customers are starting to report sagging sales.
Well, does this indicate a larger problem for the economy?
Well, you know, the Federal Reserve has been looking to slow things down for the past couple of years. It's been raising interest rates steadily and just paused recently. The Journal reports that for now, the latest budget tightening seems to be falling squarely on the middle-income consumer, that the rich are still buying luxury items. The slowdown took hold a while ago at Walmart stores, for example, for lower-income shoppers and middle-income shoppers there. The Fed policymakers have been trying to watch this real carefully and bring the economy in for what the economists know as a soft landing. There's some concern among some experts about whether the Fed might have gone too far before it paused this rate tightening cycle earlier this month.
And Bob, what do experts predict will happen with the companies that cater to luxury tastes?
Well, a lot of these companies have been putting out warnings of slower sales. Wall Street calls that guidance. When companies report their quarterly results, they also report their expectations for the quarter ahead and for the rest of the year. And the guidance has been down pretty much across the board. Just to give you an idea of some of the more upscale restaurant chains that have warned of slowing sales, P.F. Chang's China Bistro, Cheesecake Factory, and even Applebee's, they all say that they expect customers won't be dining out as much in the months ahead. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking into a new kind of blockbuster bestseller for some publishers, video game guides.
Thank you, Bob. Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.